You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, welcome to the Wig Hackers Podcast with me, Daniel Coy, where I will take you behind the scenes of the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hey, Wig Hackers, welcome back to my podcast. I know it's been a while, but a lot has been going on. But welcome back. And guess what? We are on the Broadway Podcast Network. What? Oh, yeah. I'm super stoked to be a part of the Broadway Network Podcast, BPN, because we're going to have a bigger reach. We're going to talk to some amazing people, and it's going to be awesome. Just wanted to give you that little news that is where we are. So you can find everything there. You can find some other podcasts you can enjoy, jump in. If you like hair, wigs, Broadway, theater, it has a little bit of everything. So I do, today's topic that I'm going to be talking about is Cicely Tyson. Dun, dun, dun. Wow. So Ms. Tyson, yes, it is Ms. Tyson. That is her preferred way to be talked to. I had the pleasure of working with her on The Trip to Bountiful on the Broadway Revival, and I had the pleasure of doing the Lifetime original movie. I also got to do Ms. Tyson for Trip to Bountiful in LA. I got to set that up out there. That's where we bonded throughout all of our time together. She is a gem. I learned so much from her as not just an artist, but as someone who works in the service industry. You know, we have to give ourselves to our clients and really give them what they need so they can do their job. And that's what it really is about. She instilled in me the, I will always be there for them. I know to my detriment sometimes, but with Ms. Tyson, it has been a lot. I mean, the things that you would not necessarily learn from any person, any book, anything, from the stories, just the stories alone. I mean, I have a lot, to be quite honest with you, but one that, resonates with me to this day, some little back history. We had a station set up for her, for hair and makeup. I would go to her room, and I would sit on a stool they had for me. And then I had like a tray that I would pull down her makeup. So I did her hair and makeup, so wig and makeup. And I would have everything ready for her. Tons of beautiful flowers, her whole entire reign. And I would do her makeup and she would kind of like talk-ish. And whenever she would talk, I would kind of stop working. Because I wanted to give my undivided attention. So we had to work on that a lot because she loved the stories and storytelling from the beginning. And one day I was doing her makeup and she was a little somber, you know. She's like, oh, it's just so much work. I'm like, I could only imagine. And she's like, I've been working my whole career to walk in the front door and now I have to walk out with the garbage. And that's more about because of all of the people, all the people that wanted to see her after the shows, they would like line up. I mean, the lines would be so long. And Miss Tyson did sign programs, like a lot of them. So she would give me like 4 or 5 a day, and I would go out and I would just hand them to people that were, you know, waiting, because I would go out that way because I was parked across the street. And I think she really enjoyed that, you know, because it was like she would just hand them to me and it was never really spoken. I'm just like, yeah, no, I think she knew from one of her assistants telling her, like, I would go out and, you know, I know they caught me a couple times, like, handing them out. And, like, I didn't want anything. I just wanted to hand them out. So that was really a fun thing that was really sweet. She would do them. She always loved having a wig on or a head covering. She would never love to show her own hair. So I would have, you know, a couple options for her, and then if she didn't have any, she would make one. She would make like a turban, a head covering, a head piece of art. I mean, we've been through a lot. she liked to kind of forget that we had like a big quick change, not quick change, but a big intermission change where we would do a full makeup off and new makeup on. It was quite funny because I'd be sitting there waiting in her dressing room, you know, with my wet toilet on my finger, warmed up from the light on her dressing room station. And she'd always come in and be like, "What are you doing here?" Oh my gosh. I know. Vanessa and I, we would, the hair room and Vanessa's room were close by, so we would have like our time together. And she would, we would come in and she's like, "Oh, you didn't go in yet. Okay, I'm gonna go sit down." It was like, because it was Miss Tyson's time. She loved it so much. She loved being in the theater. Paul Huntley, who designed the wigs for the show, he created this beautiful updo. Like, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It was like up on the sides and the back. So it was, it was really stunning, to be honest, you know. And as some Paul likes to do, like, 2 pins, and it's, like, beautiful. For the show, Miss Tyson had to put a hat on stage as she would run across the stage. It was always a fun time. We would listen down below to make sure we heard the click of the magnet hitting the top of her wig so it could stay on. She had to do it on stage. It was really, it was a really fun time once we got it. How about that? Once we got the rhythm, once we got that rhythm, it was magical. But if we didn't get that rhythm, we would, like I said, when is Miss Tyson ready? So they put a chair outside her dressing room. So I would have her wig, I'd have her microphones, all ready to go in. And whenever she would let me in. Normally at like five minutes to curtain. That was fun. That was always fun. It was, the Lifetime original movie was definitely another learning experience because, obviously Miss Tyson knew the ropes of, you know, film and TV, and there's a producer that she was very fond of. Like, they would just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And so I would, you know, there's a ton of wires around on the ground, you know, it's set life. So ton of wires, there's people everywhere. And I would I would kind of put my arm out so she could hold on to it because I didn't want her to fall. And you might have seen on my Instagram the photo that Kate Best, Vanessa's makeup artist, caught as a... We were walking out of the studio one day. Sorry, a little emotional. But it was really, like, great. That whole... I did a lot. She knew I was there. I wasn't going to not be there for her. From, you know, having her hot tea. If I knew better, I probably would have, like, gotten, like, a better coat for her. Because that first day of filming, oh, it was so cold in the middle of nowhere in Georgia. Oh, it was so cold. And she was performing her little heart out. And, yeah. It was wonderful. Like, looking back, I mean, the stories. I don't want to put them all out right now. But the dedication she had for her projects were very, very, very strong. I remember I couldn't do the run in LA, but I went and I set up the show. Paul sent me out there to set up the show, and I was working on Love Letters, and I got it was their opening night in LA, and I get a FaceTime message from her assistant. And I'm like, FaceTime? And I, mind you, it's 8 o'clock here, so it was like 6 o'clock, so that was about time she would get ready, and I knew it was her opening night, so, you know, so I answer, oh, it's Miss Tyson. How do you put this on? My heart bursted. It was, she would take a bobby pin or a hairpin, and she would like pull the hair forward to mess up the whole style, to pull it forward and then like pat it in. And we just got it down. Like, I know it was a good day when I put on her wig and she wouldn't, take a pin. She would just pat it. Oh, that was a special moment. Because every day was like, is it okay? Is it right? Is it okay? We wouldn't glue it down. There's no glue. No glue. Mm-mm. I was lucky if I got a headband on. So, back to the original story. So she's on FaceTime. Miss Tyson does not FaceTime. Like, I just want to like put that out there. Like, no. Mm-mm. She's trying to hold it. She's literally your grandmother. She was my grandmother. I had all my wisdom teeth taken out during a show, and I said, I'm still going. And she looked at me, she's like, why do you look like a chipmunk? I said, I have my wisdom teeth out. She's like, boy, you crazy. Oh my gosh. She's like, what are you doing here? You should be home. I said, no, Miss Tyson, I have to be here for you. And she, that look, there's one photo of that look she would give me, that side eye, like, lip pursed look. And yeah, that was all four out. I'd sleep in between shows. Oh my gosh, that was something. But yeah, a true gem, like a true gem. I mean, I'm just trying to think of all of the stories because there's so many. I know it hasn't been that long, but it's been quite a ride. I know the wigs that she wears, like when I see her, they're I don't want to just say the less expensive, the better. And the less expensive, the better. She laid them out for me. She would let me wash them. Like, I'm like, Miss Tyson, I mean, Paul's willing to make you like a real beautiful wig. And it's a little bob and bang. That'll do ya. So that was really fun. And then when she won the Tony, that was a fun time. So backstage, she would have to exit on stage right? No, left. And then, like, come down the elevator and then walk under the stage to our dressing room. So we had some time at the end of the curtain. So, like, you know, it's a 20-minute intermission. And by the time she gets there, you know, not that they were rushing her, but we would just, like, help her along. And when she got in there, you know, just the whole, it was just the, oh, the flowers are so pretty. Like, you should smell the flowers. Yeah. Four pins kept that head on the wig and the microphone and the hat. Oh, the hat. Oh, my gosh. In the beginning, the hat was very worrisome. So, yeah. So I wanted to do this podcast because I want to thank her. I think about all the times we have spent together and some other moments that we've had together that truly do help who made me who I am today. She has really had a huge impact on how I work with clients, how I work with actors, how I teach. And it's been a career changing, to be honest with you. And I'm honored to have done her hair and work with her as intimately as I have. It was such a crazy time. And a beautiful time. Looking back, I wouldn't change a thing. So, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Wig Hackers Podcast with Daniel Coy. That would be me. Stick around. There's so much more to come. I'm uber excited to see what we're going to create, how we're going to roll out some things. I have some great interviews coming up. So make sure you are subscribed. And you can, I think, download an app soon for BPN, and you can have it right on your phone. So check out some other podcasts. Let me know what you think. And if you have any comments, let me know. I love to hear from you. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Toots! Thanks for tuning in for another exciting episode of Wig Hackers. I love talking all things hair and wigs. So if you have a question, come follow me on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official. I love helping and inspiring other hair artists, so don't be afraid to reach out. And remember, do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.